Attention everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. The loud frequency coming from your radio is not a mistake. Do not turn off your radio, but instead turn up your radio as loud as it can go. Do this so we can broadcast this frequency as loud as possible.
And welcome to another episode of Game Stuff. I'm your gaming gal, Kalai, and tonight I am joined by the grounded one, Corey. What's up, Corey?
Not much. Just got back from work after a busy day, and now we're going to sit down and record some good old podcasts with the Game Stuff crew. Everyone but Joe, our teenage mutant.
Joe cannot make it tonight.
Now, this time it's not his fault. 100%. But that's okay. You're in spirit, Joe. In spirit. I'm going to literally, I think from the future, I'm going to go through Clying and make a Joe soundboard. So literally we can just push buttons as we're talking. And then that way Joe will be here with us, just not physically.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then we'll have his, oh yeah. And then it'll be like, the VR's dead. And I'm going to have a button that says, damn you, you PC person, and then this is stupid. I think that's going to be the buttons.
Okay, so before we get things started, let's get a little housekeeping out of the way. Please remember to like and subscribe and share our podcast. We really appreciate it. Also, check out our Facebook page, Game Stuff Podcast, and check out our Twitter at Game Stuff Cast. Let's get this party started. Corey, what have you been playing?
Since last week, what have I been playing? About the same things I was playing every time we ask this question. I've been playing a lot of Battlefield 1, Fortnite. I'm so excited to get back into Fortnite with the new seasonal update. Everything's doing seasonal updates. So we got Fortnite doing a seasonal update. We've got Killing Floor 2 got a seasonal update. I was almost going to start playing Darksiders 2. Actually, something different that I was playing that I usually don't play is I was playing a little bit of Evil Within, the original one, just because I wanted to. So I played about 4 hours of that. I'm about halfway through the story now. And then I was playing Final Fantasy Type-0, also on the PS4, just trying to play it, just to have something to just play while doing nothing. But I will admit, a lot of my time this week was used to watch the Grand Tour on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Do you know where the Grand Tour is, Kalai?
No.
Okay, so do you know what Top Gear is, Kalai?
Some kind of male thingy?
No, it's not. It's not just car. Okay, so yes, it is it's a British car show. One of the best British car shows ever, called Top Gear. One of the hosts got fired, so he left, and all the other hosts left with him, and they got bought by Amazon to do their own show now. But it's the most funniest things you'll ever see. It's a car show that tests cars in a way you never thought of testing a car. It's hilarious, Clyde. Just trust me on it.
Okay. Have you been playing anything else?
That's about it, actually. Surprisingly, it's a very small week. I mean, we're getting close to the holidays, so I'm just wrapping up everything, so that I can be prepared to play as much as humanly possible for the holidays, because that's when all the gaming is going to get done for sure. And hopefully I'm going to pick up at least one new game this holiday season. That's what I'm hoping, to play something. But I mean, I know, Kalai, you've been talking to me about some very interesting games that you've been playing this week. So what are those interesting games that aren't on your PC?
Actually, I've been playing a lot on my PC. I have been playing, of course, I can't think of the name right now because I'm very tired. It's been a very long day. And Kingdoms of Amalur, there we go. And I've been having fun with that. I tried to go back to Ghost Recon the other day, but had a problem because
your drivers weren't working?
The servers were down.
oh, it's a server issue, or it's a driver issue, or it's your motherboard doesn't attach to your processor right, or, you know, my mic doesn't work because I have a PC mic.
No, I actually, the servers were down, so you can't access Uplay at all. So I couldn't actually play the game even offline.
Because that one's strictly on, is it really, because I guess all games are like that now almost, where most of them you have to be online always, kind of just ensure, just in case, right?
Not on the PlayStation.
Oh.
Like, there's an offline mode, so if you can't play online, you can play your games offline. We can't really do that. And I don't know if that's a PC thing. I don't even know. It's not even a PC thing, because there are games I can play offline. It is literally a Ubisoft thing.
Well, I think that's a lot of to do with the idea of licensing checking, just because PC does have that issue, right? Where I could download a game, start playing it, and the only way really to check it is by... Because, like, with PlayStation, it auto-checks it. So if I have a game that hasn't checked in yet and I go offline, well, then the PlayStation goes, okay, this person had the license last time. Whereas even the physical disc, there's not really much to tell. Whereas PC games, you don't have a physical disc, right? So there's always exactly. that chance. So.
Yeah. And then I picked up another little indie game that I got a couple of hours in today because I've been very, very busy. The holidays are just crazy times for me. It's called, it premiered today. I saw it at work and I was just like, I have to have this game. It's called The Perfect Date. It is a dating sim, but you date cats. I am currently pursuing a sphinx named Snooty Booty. But I might switch and go after Fluffy Butt. I'm not sure yet. The concept behind this game is you're dropped on a cat island. You're studying the cats. But something happens and you start turning into a cat. And the first part of turning into a cat is learning to talk to cats. You can actually talk to the cats. And I was doing a mission for Snooty Booty where her skin was way too pale. She had to get a coconut, but she couldn't be in the sun. So I had to go get some coconuts for her. Like... If you're a cat lover, the game is totally worth it.
Sounds very interesting.
It is very, very weird, very interesting. And I played a little bit on my Switch and my Vita, but not much. I haven't really been in the mood to play very many games because, again, the holidays are just crazy for me. I have parties and I go to parties, so I'm doing a lot of planning. So, unfortunately, I don't have much else to report, so.
Did you see the description of this game, like a brief description? It says, a cross between a visual novel, dating sim, and dark British comedy. You, a human, date cats and uncover dark secrets of the mysterious cat island. You're gonna discover dark secrets on an island while you, a human, are dating... This is... interesting.
Right? I had to have it.
It's very weird.
It is very weird. It's like a visual novel game.
Yes.
So I guess we're going to go into our topic of the show early this episode. This actually might be a short episode since we're missing Joe, but we'll see.
The only way it's not going to be a short episode, Kali, is if those people don't find the ice cream truck on fire on the Proven Gamer website. Where they can also find our Amazon link, because if you need that Amazon link to go buy those Steam cards so you can buy The Perfect Date, because Kali says this is a must-buy, and I say that you guys need to go buy, you know, Killing Floor 2 if you don't have it. You need to buy a PlayStation cards galore, because guess what? You need it, so you need to go to provengamer.com, you need to go to the Amazon link down below, click on that, do all your regular shopping, buy all those PSN cards, buy all those Steam cards. It helps support the site and keeps on going. And also, you get to play all those great games that are on sale right now and then have a whack load of backlog so that you can hear us talk about it in 2018 and join the conversation.
Well, so this week's topic of the show comes from Joe, who's not here.
What?
I'm just putting that
no,
out.
No, it comes from me. Jesus. Kali, I am the one that put the topic in the description, and then you're going to give credit to Joe? Craziness.
I am really tired. Craziness. And busy.
Just because, you know, I you know what it is? It's because every time Joe makes the topic, he's never on the show.
That's what that, I really thought happened.
Yeah, I think that's why you think it's Joe, is because every time Joe's like, hey, let's talk about this, literally that's the episode he misses. I kid you not, we should almost test this. It'll be like a bright sunny day, his wife will be on vacation, his daughter will wait with him, he'll have no reason, he'll be like 100% healthy, whatever it is. We'll let him make the topic for that day, and I kid you not, New Jersey will probably get hit by a tornado. I don't know. Like, he's gonna... There will be a way. There will be a way. Clyde, I want to talk about... let's talk about this. Tornado warning in New Jersey. The only place it hits, Joe's house. You think about it, though, every time he's had a topic, it's either he's not been able to... Like, the one time, remember that one time we had that episode, just so you guys don't know, is that he had this... Joe had made another topic, too, where he decided to make this topic. He got home, and he had no power. And the best part was, is all it was a breaker had gone, and he drove an hour and a half to go see a person to fix his house, and then found out all it was a breaker. And we had to move the date of recording our episode. And it was Joe's topic. I think we just can't let Joe
make cursed.
Topics. I just think we just can't let it happen. So Joe, if you're listening, you're not allowed to make topics anymore. I'm sorry.
But this topic, you wanted to talk about our gaming plans over Christmas.
It's not even our gaming plans. Just, like, I mean, I know... Obviously stick it to mostly gaming related, but I think just in the idea of like, what is, do we have like a set plan or what we're looking forward to, or especially because like for sales and stuff like that, or like kind of, because like for me especially, there's a lot of good stuff on sale right now, and there's a couple of games that I might pick up, but just, you know, what are we planning on doing during that nice holiday break? Because I don't know if we're having a break for episodes wise. I don't know. I guess you guys will find out. But if you do, what are we going to be playing? So, I'll let you start.
Okay, sure. Well, Christmas is always very, very busy for me because I have to drive an hour and a half to my family's house on basically like the Friday beforehand. And then I have my in-laws, and then I have my... My parents' house, my mom serves dinner, so it's very, very busy. So I'm so happy to have the Switch. Because now I'll be able to actually play some games that I get for Christmas. Because a lot of games that I get for Christmas are for my PlayStation or my Xbox, which I don't bring with me. I mean, I could, but by the time I set everything up, I'm exhausted. So I'm hoping that I get Xenoblade 2 for the Switch for Christmas.
Oh, that'll be nice. So you can stare at all those boobs the entire time while you're on vacation?
I just like the storyline.
No, I know. I just, that's the only, like, for games that I don't play, or I want to play but don't play, I don't look into any information about ratings or anything. But the funny thing is, especially games out nowadays, all I see is the memes. And that's literally the only meme I've seen when it comes to Xenoblade Chronicles 2 is something about that during, like, emotional scenes, everybody's staring at her boobs. I guess. I have no idea. I don't know these games. I just take wild guesses, because I'm not owning a Switch for a while, so I'm just going to have to pray.
So I'm also going to probably bring my laptop and hopefully get some gaming in on my laptop.
Are you going to remote play your PS4?
I might, or I might play... I'm hoping from my friends, I actually asked for Fallout 4 for the PC, because I haven't finished it on the Xbox, so... I'm asking it for the PC, so, you know, I can get mods and pretty graphics.
You want to bring your PC so you can date cats while you're away.
Yes, and I want to date cats while you're absolutely right. But what's going to happen is I'm going to go into a corner and my mother's going to yell at me. I'm almost 40 years old and my mother will still yell at me that I have to put it away because she's having a party.
You're like, Mom, you don't understand. I can't live my life without dating these cats. They need to be pet.
Poor Floofy Butt needs me.
Yeah, Floofy Butt needs me. Who's Floofy Butt? You don't understand, Mom. I'm just on this island trying to research what's going on with these cats.
And find out their dark secret.
I don't know what their dark secret is, but Fluffy Butt seems to know the most.
What about you? What are your plans?
I mean, my plans are pretty sporadic. I mean, my Christmas, like, literally December for me and January are the most busiest times of year, not because of work. I wish work was the reason why they're busy. Work is actually slows down a lot for me with my primary job. A lot of it is that my fiance's birthday is on December the 7th, which has already gone by this point.
Now, what did you buy her for her birthday? We gotta judge you.
The idea that I'm very poor at this point in time, and that's why you should support us by watching our episodes. Basically, we've agreed that we're just gonna make it a nice anniversary and get her something like a pair of pajamas later. I just didn't have time at the time. Yeah, they made him. I just so happened that work decided to schedule training days on her birthday. So I'm already in the doghouse. So maybe for my birthday, which is in January the 3rd, I might ask for my own personal doghouse so I have a place to go.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. But with that, then there's Christmas. And then December the...
So where are you getting her for Christmas so we can judge you?
I'm not going to say that on air just in case she listens to this episode. But at this point, it might be the same answer as her birthday. I don't know. We'll see. No, I have no idea. But that's where also, too, then the 27th is our 6-year anniversary. So,
and what are you doing for your anniversary so I can judge you again?
So this one we've actually got planned out. So I can say without a doubt that we've got this planned out. We're going to go out for a nice dinner. And then we have the reclining seating. We're going to try to see if we can get seats for The Last Jedi. So don't you damn... Nobody better damn well spoil it for me, because I'm not seeing it till the
20th. I am judging you now.
What? What are you judging me? What are you judging me for? Why are you judging
because
me for waiting till the 27th to watch Star Wars?
No, absolutely not. Because when my anniversary comes around, or Valentine's comes around, and I try to watch a movie, my husband informs you that we have to go see a chick flick, because you're supposed to see a lovey-dovey movie on your anniversary.
I'm not even the one that offered to go. Okay, Kathy doesn't, thank goodness my fiance doesn't like super chicky flicks.
Neither do I.
I'm the one that,
and
actually,
I still have to go see them.
See, I'm actually the one that, out of the two of us, that is more into chick flick movies than she is. But that's where, yeah, she was actually the one that originally came up with the idea of seeing Star Wars. So I'm just listening to what I've been told to, which is what every man should do for their wife. As Jim knows, and Jim, I know you're going to listen to this. I know you do this very well, but the thing is, you've learned, which is good. I'm glad for you, Jim. You've learned to get at least a little bit of movement room, so when she buys a $4,000 computer, you can at least get a new mouse pad. I understand. You've at least got that mouse pad, Jim. I have to give you all the credit for it, that you've at least wiggled in to get something. At least a little bit of something. If it's, you know, can I have a new yacht? You're like, well, can I at least have, you know, a new tie? I get it. You've moved up. You figured it out. You got her to budge a little bit. Most of us guys can't do that. It's usually we get nothing. We just give everything. And all we get is we hope that there's some scraps that fall on the ground. Jim, at least you've got yourself where you can have a nice meal at the end of the day. And maybe a beer. You figured it out, Jim. Congratulations to yourself on figuring out the mystery that is women. That's another topic for another day that I hopefully won't be a part of. And hopefully that'll be Joe to come with Kali and be on that topic. Be an interesting topic. But then other than that, game-wise...
Well, here's my question. So on Christmas, like for me, my mom has this Christmas party. I mean, my Christmas parties have been elaborate. One year... I literally had to call Jim up at college and tell him he had to rent a tux because my mom decided that our Christmas holiday party was going to be a black tie affair.
Black tie.
Yes.
Are you going to be like sipping martinis and have a personal butler and ask for them to be shaken and not stirred?
No, we haven't gone that far. But on that occasion, we did actually, we went and we hosted Coast Guard trainees that couldn't go home for their family.
Well, that's nice to do. So you were all dressed up and being their butlers.
Yes.
So that's why you had to wear the black ties. It wasn't that it was a black tie event for yourself. It was a black tie event where you were wearing it to serve everybody else.
No. My mom just like does to wear tux. So we all wear tuxes like she requested. So my mom has these beautiful, elaborate parties. So I'm so busy helping her set the party up, helping her clean up the party, that like by the time I'm done, I don't really have any time. And then I have to go back to my in-laws' house to open up my presents with my in-laws because they're all late. My mom's all early. I have to be at her house first. So, like, I'm exhausted. So I get all these presents on Christmas, and I can't play them.
And the worst part is if you're wearing super formal stuff, especially like a tux, there's no place to hide your switch.
Exactly. Oh. And, you know, like, ladies' dresses don't really have pockets that will fit
a switch. No, I mean, the only option I think you could have is trying to tell your mom that you're pregnant and like have one of those fake pregnant bellies, and that's where you would hide the switch.
Now, there's another option, because when women have learned to stick stuff down their bras so they wouldn't have to actually, you know, hold things like your cell phone, that would look really weird.
With a switch.
With a switch.
You definitely would have fun with those Joy-Cons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a terrible joke.
Yeah, this is going to be a crazy episode.
I'm super tired. Kalai's super tired. I have not hydrated myself, so... You know what,
and neither have I.
I was going to say, me being, as we like to call, on the water here on Game Stuff, I don't know if that'd be a good episode for... That's definitely something we'll have to definitely pitch, but that'd be definitely a very off-topic episode.
Yes. So, do you have, like... Your Christmases, do you have these big elaborate dinners with your family?
Yes.
Or is it more like you get time to play with your gifts?
So the nice thing is that 90% of my family, so I have, okay, so I'm glad that right now I'm down to, because now I've moved back, I've moved again, so I only have two Christmases to go to. So with that, we have what we call our one Christmas with my dad's side of the family. It's always a themed party, usually. This year it's Lumberjacks, so we all have to wear plaid.
That is the most Canadian Christmas party I've ever heard of.
You should see our summer parties. Yeah, you should see our summer parties. Last year was, Greek, so we were all in togas. And then this year is going to be hippies. The year before that was rednecks. And, like, literally, we go all out. So when we had the redneck party, we literally had it where everybody had, like, jar mugs. Everybody was drinking out of, like, jars. Everybody was, like, making moonshine. Like, literally, we go all out. So these Christmas parties, lucky enough, for example, our Christmas party is tomorrow. So super early so that it gets out of the way. Everybody does their Christmas things. And then on Christmas Day, I get my gifts, I have turkey dinner, that is it.
Well, actually, my big Christmas party is this weekend. I actually host my own party, and my friends come over, and we exchange gifts early. And since we're, like, all on the same page when it comes to gifts, I always get, like, some of my games early, so I'm a little excited. So I have a week before I go down there to start playing them.
Oh, I see how you work this little magic thing.
I do work this middle man. It's like my birthday. My birthday, I have like three different parties.
Yeah, see, and that's the same thing with it. So that's why I say right now for us, it's Kathy, or my fiance, and then it's Christmas, then our anniversary, and then my birthday is on January the 3rd. Now, I usually don't expect a birthday party on January the 3rd because everyone's too either hungover, everyone not back from vacations yet, so I expect it. The worst part is, though, every time, my birthday presents are wrapped in Christmas paper. It's my biggest... I can't stand it. It's terrible. I don't like it. Or you get the double gift. The double gift is terrible. Here's your Christmas/birthday gift. So then you have nothing to open on your birthday. You're like, oh, sweet, I got a card. Hooray.
So here's the question. What do you want for Christmas?
I would like to be able to be in a new place for Christmas. So I'm not a construction zone.
No, video game wise. Oh,
video game wise. Everything? No. I would love a Switch for Christmas. I would also, like, game wise on what I currently own, the one big Horizon's a big one. I really want a Horizon. I don't have it. The other big game that I was looking forward to, Wolfenstein 2, I mean, I would like it, but I think that's one game I'm going to wait, because I played the first one, loved the first one. I played the demo of Wolfenstein 2. They gave us a trial, and you finish the trial, and it makes you want to play the game so bad. I was like, why'd you do this to me, Bethesda? Why do you have to be good at telling stories? So Horizon's probably my big one. Next to that, I would say I really want to get into a new Ubisoft game. So I would, The Division, Ghost Recon, or I'm just trying to think of the other one. Rainbow Six.
Not Feather Collector.
Not actually, Origins is something. I like the Feather Collector 2017, okay? I would like Assassin's Creed Origins. Also, Shadow of Mordor, Shadow of War.
Oh, yeah, I think my husband picked that up, but hasn't started it yet.
I know. So did Joe.
Here's the difference between me and my husband. My husband had like $100 in gift cards to the Microsoft Xbox One store, so he could download anything he wants. And he was like, I think I'm going to spend $40 on this game. I'm like, okay. I would have like blown all that money by now. I'd been like, oh, look, yay.
It would have been gone by, like, the next day.
Yeah. The biggest thing for me that I'm interested in, again, is Xenoblade Chronicles. I really do want Wolfenstein, and I'm really heavily leaning towards it on the PC, because it would look really nice on my monitor. And for those that don't know, my husband gave me an early Christmas gift. He gave me a 34-inch curved 3K monitor, which is really nice, but when you play video games, it gets those black bars, which I don't like. But if I play on my PC, it stretches it and makes it all look pretty and stuff.
Yeah, so that's me, though. That's kind of what I would like. And then game-wise, like, I mean, I've got a pretty packed holiday after Christmas schedule for the actual... I got to go snowboarding with my brother. He's coming down to visit, and he wants me to go snowboarding with him on Boxing Day.
Now, are you going to be snowboarding in Lumberjack?
Probably.
Yes.
I'm going to be wearing probably the
maple syrup.
I'm going to be just snowboarding. I'm going to be like wearing a beard, toque, snowboarding down the mountain with hockey gloves and a hockey stick while drinking maple syrup. and you know what? And every time I pass someone, I'm going to say sorry, because you know what? I'm that Canadian.
No, for New Year's is my 3-day vacation, because it's I don't go down and see my family because it's just crazy here. I usually game for 3 days and drink for 3 days. So I'm looking forward to New Year's because then I get to play with all my gifts.
I think you're going to have to play on your consoles when you go through your New Year's thing, because gaming on a PC when you're heavily watered up, is going to probably be a very difficult. Klaus going to be like, why is everything spinning? Oh, it's because you're looking at the roof.
Well, here's actually the funny part. My friend said to me, oh, do you want to get together on New Year's? I'm like, no. You know, that's my time to game. He goes, I was thinking we should play Civilization all day. I'm like, oh, maybe. He's like, you can get drunk and play Civilization. I was like, ooh, drunk Civ.
Yeah, Klaus. Clyde, barbarians are attacking you. Oh. Let me see. I want to send my settlers after them. See if they can peacefully tell them to stop. What would you like to research, Clyde? What makes wine faster? Yeah, that's going to be... Clyde, what are you doing? Your boat's going around in circles. What are you talking about? It's exploring.
Well, that one's not me. That's the AI. Because when you do set the AI on its own reconnaissance to let it go, it tends to go in a circle eventually.
Makes sense. Yeah, because that's what for me, like, it's Christmas, or sorry, it's snowboarding day, anniversary day, helping my boss move. Then on the 29th, I finally get days by myself. And then 29th, I'll be working. 30th, I'll be working. Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. And then hopefully play something. And like New Year's for me is one of those things where that's my night as well. Just to basically, most of my New Year's is like, oh, when did it become New Year's? Because I'm like gaming so hard. It's just like, oh, hey, Happy New Year. Okay, I'm going to continue playing my game now. Hooray, 2018. Yeah. Yay. I'm going to continue playing Civ.
Video games.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting New Year's for me. Because I always go to bed because I used to have my office in my bedroom. And my husband would go to sleep before me. So, like, everything would be dark. The fans would be on. So, I'd be cold. I just wouldn't leave. But now I have my own space. So, we should see.
It's going to be very interesting. Let's see. When is... Uh-oh.
What?
Okay, we're good. I was gonna say if we were gonna have to record on like New Year's Eve, that'd be hilarious.
No, it's on Sunday because that's when Christmas is.
I'm looking at February, my bad.
Yeah, because you know Christmas Day and New Year's Day always line up the same.
How come
time?
My birthday's on a friggin' Wednesday? What a shitty, like, right in the gosh dang middle. On a Wednesday. It's not like it could be cool and be on, like, a Monday I can get away with it. Friday is nice. Right in the middle. No one's gonna come up.
I don't know when my birthday is on this year.
When's your birthday?
April 16th.
Let's see. When is Kalai's birthday this year? April 16th. You're on a Monday.
Not bad. I can't really take off. Usually I take off and do a 4-day gaming weekend. Because that's all I want for my birthday is time to play games. But I can't this year because of I'm going to be like taking off for PAX.
When you got your gaming cruise, right?
That's in July.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's always exciting. I have that.
So I have PAX. I have that. In February, we have a board gaming convention we go to. And I'm going to be driving down to see my sister in Georgia in January.
Well, and seeing hopefully in March, I'm doing my world record. Which, okay, so just to let everybody know, through the GameStuff community, my hope is I'm going to send out some emails once I get confirmation from a certain company that they're going to sponsor me by playing their games for my world record. I will let you guys know what the world record is, and I will also be doing daily updates on my YouTube channel at the Grounded Gamer show YouTube channel to just give you guys updates on working towards that world record, which I'm sure you guys will hear about it at that point, and we will stream it live when it does happen so you can watch and cheer us on. And I'm hoping that some of the other best friends of the GameStuff community can be there, as well as some of our hosts possibly, but I guess it depends on when it is. Maybe I can see if I can fly down to New York for you guys. Not that I would like to.
That would be fun.
Not for me, it wouldn't, but... Oh, there we go. That's a sight to see.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Everything. Good thing we're not... People aren't seeing the liveness. So what just happened, just so you guys can figure it out. Kalai was sitting there. And all of a sudden, as she was sitting there, this ice cream truck on fire drove across her desk, lit her shirt on fire. I kid you not, she was yelling and screaming. But, I mean, the difference was is that as she was yelling and screaming from that, crap was going real. I was scared for life. That's why everything was quiet for those few seconds. A couple of little bits of non-flashbacks for me. And then the next thing you know, everything was okay, and I realized it was just a hallucination from my bad memories of playing too much Cronker's Bad Fur Day.
Well, again, this episode is going to be short due to our busy schedules. really sorry. We're doing our best here.
And we don't have Joe here to critique us and to make this episode any longer. And we don't have his opinion on what he's doing. But I can tell you one thing. What Joe is planning on doing is trying to figure out how we spend so much. That's the one thing. Kali, have you ever looked? Okay, this is something I want to talk about because I'll bring it up very shortly. I think I was looking it up about there's all these people now, because of all the great year we have, that are now talking about how many games they've bought during the holiday season and realizing how much money they've just literally spent wasting money buying games that have been forced into their backlog. I don't know how much you fall into this category. I know I don't fall into it at all because I did nothing. Now, what I'm talking about is I've been following people and I was watching this one guy that goes, I track how much money I spend on video games every year. I'm like, that's actually probably a good idea. He says, I'm going to stop doing that now. And I'm looking at his, he's like, here's my record. 2016, 55 games. I'm like, holy crap, that's a lot of games. 2017, 168 games. I don't get it.
55's not a lot.
No, I know 55's not a lot, but 168 games? I know Joe's, that's his age. That's like Joe yesterday was so funny. He's like, Corey, I gotta stop buying games. I'm like, why is that, Joe? He's like, I buy way too many. He's like, I just realized that I have this much of a backlog and I have these games that I haven't even played yet and they're already on sale. Did you guys see that as of today, Battlefront 2 has gone on a flash sale to be 40% off? Oh, EA, I feel so bad for you. I feel so bad, but no, I don't, because you screwed up. It's your fault. Learn how to do microtransactions.
Have you seen the Humble Bundle Jam? Is it the Jam Quest? The Jingle Jam.
The Jingle Jam? Kali, what is this Humble Bundle that we're not sponsored by Jingle Jam have in it this month?
They're doing, first of all, if you participate, it's 100% goes to charity. So it's not, any of it doesn't go to the site. And it's a advent calendar for gamers. Every day you get a game. So I was thinking, oh, I'm going to get 20 new games. No. They give you 2 or 3 games per day.
Holy crap, do you see this list? There's 100 games in here. Is that the right thing?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's the amount of people that have... Does that mean the amount of people that have donated? Holy shit, there's people that donate like $5,000. It's raised over $4.3 million. Am I reading this right? Just give me a second here. The Jingle Jam has 123,000 people have donated, has raised total payments of $4.3 million. And we say gamers don't give it to charity? Screw you guys. We do the most charity events compared to almost anything nowadays.
Well, listen to this one game that they just gave out as part of the bundle, because I did buy it.
Okay, what game is that?
Rusty Trails. You, a robot named Elvis, are living in a racist world that's ever suspicious of appearances, just like its hostile inhabitants. Equipped with your shifty suit, you're able to change your looks in seconds and take advantage of the environment reaction. If you don't adapt, platforms refuse to work, save points don't save, and jump pads become deadly traps.
That's so weird.
I know. Doesn't that sound weird? I kind of like that. I kind of want to play that game.
I was just looking through the what have they released so far. And I've got Blade and Soul. Great game. Guild Wars 2 Heroic Pack. Also great game. Guild Wars 2 Path of Fire. 25% off voucher. It's pretty good. Dude, this is like a pretty sick little pack thing.
I know, they're not done yet.
I know, I can see that. Looks pretty... Man, that's the thing. I mean, you know what? Humble Bundle is probably one of the coolest things I see every year when they come out with it. It's so neat that they're able to just give some very neat stuff to people with the idea of paying what we want. And it's the idea that thank you to the game developers that participate in that. Like, I mean, 2017, there's a lot of stuff that's happening, but in gaming, I think we have had such a big movement, and I can't, especially, like, like I say, doing Extra Life this year, seeing the amount of support we got through the Proven Gamer channel, through all the channels that I watched being supported through Extra Life, and all the charities that they do. And I can't thank gamers enough for giving this holiday season as well. I mean, it just goes to show, like I said, $4.3 million on the advent calendar.
The Jingle Jamba, yeah.
The Jingle Jamba.
So I thought it was interesting. So let's not bore these people with our rambling. Again, this is just going to be a short episode. Corey, where can they find you?
They can find me on the PlayStation Network at Aguyu, A-G-U-Y-U. Oh, wait. A-G... Yeah, okay, that was right. This has been a long day. And they can also find me on Twitter at TheGroundedGamer, no E-double-D. They can also find us on the Game Stuff
podcast,
as well as the Facebook group. I'll be in there as well.
What about your Twitch channel?
My Twitch channel is also The Grounded Gamer, no E-double-D. With that as well, I also have my own Facebook page, but I will be 100% honest with you guys. That is not active very often because...
It's true
because, you know what? I really want to... put Game Stuff first. I mean, I could really want to build content for you guys, but I really want to build it with the wonderful people, Kalai and Joe, that, you know, brought me into their podcast, and I really want to help and support them, and I want you guys to do the same, support us by going to our Facebook group, as well as rating and sharing our podcast, as well as finding Kalai, because how can they find you, Kalai?
They can find me on Steam at Kalai21, K-A-L-A-I, the number 21. They can find me on the PSN network at Miley, M-A-I-L-E, 1978. They can find me on the Xbox at Miley21. You can find me on the Gamecast Facebook group. You can also find me on Twitter at Kalai21, that's K-A-L-A-I, the number 21.
And with that, just so you guys can know, you can also find Joe, our missing and forever forgotten third podcast host at Mr. TMNT 84 on PlayStation, as well as Mr. TMNT 84 on Twitter, as well as you can find him on Mr. TMNT 84 on his own Twitch channel, which once again is not very active. And also with that, you can always find us on the Proving Gamer Facebook group, as well as the Game Stuff Facebook group, because we want to be interactive with you guys and help you guys support. And remember, as always, look for that ice cream truck on fire. If you can't find it, send a message to Tricky Mick and let him know, where's my ice cream truck on fire?
Also, why don't you give some love to Joe this week? Why don't you hit him up on his Twitter handle and tell him you were upset that he couldn't be on this ice cream truck on fire this week?
Tell Joe, just so you... Because tell Joe, if you really want to tell Joe's where it's at, tell him that the second ninja... that Turtles in Time... No, sorry, Turtles in Manhattan is the worst Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game ever. And tweet at him and link him into it and start a poll and say no, that it's a terrible game. Tell him that it's a terrible game. You guys want to really make him join this podcast and understand what the heck goes on when he's not here? This is what goes on. It's a terrible game.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for joining me today.
Wait. We got to thank all of our other Isaac and everybody.
I was getting to that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to just like cut everybody off and be like...
I was thanking everybody.
Oh, yeah. Thanking the fans. Right. We want to thank them first, too. Right.
Yes. And I was trying to thank you, but you cut me off, so I'm not thanking you now.
Aww.
Also, I'd like to say thank you to Isaac Sago for doing our podcast logo. And to the band Take Away the Ugly for doing our intro and outro. We really appreciate you guys. And then till our next episode, we'll catch you later.
Stay grounded.